Catherine and I went to the movies.
Brilliant.
Yay.
And what could be better to see than Hail Caesar?
Deadpool.
We saw that too.
We saw that too.
Yeah. Okay. Hail Caesar is the new Coen Brothers film.
Yep. It's one of their more of the comedic end of their movies. Mm. Yep.
Very simple setup. It's set in Hollywood.
50s.
Yep. And there's a epic, which sounds a bit like...
it's a religious epic, like, you know, Ben-Hur and
well, Ben, it's, and all it's of those very similar to Ben-Hur in that our hero
the
discovers...
The Roman general discovers God.
God.
Yes, and, the Christian God, that
yes,
is.
Yes, and you've got clear. The whole bit about that, yeah. All this sort of stuff. And,
but that's kind of peripheral. That just happens to be the movie he's working
yes,
on.
That's the movie he's working on. It's one of these big budget affairs, so yes. The studio really wants it to go well. And then disaster strikes. George Clooney, who's playing the Roman general,
yep.
is kidnapped.
By interesting people. We'll leave it at that.
So the job falls to the studio's fix-it man, I guess a reasonable name for him, played by...
Josh Brolin. The most harassed man in the world, it seems.
Yes. he seems to be running on 25-hour days. Quite often we see him at 3 o'clock in the morning sorting out one problem the studio has or another. And there are a number of problems that he sorts through.
Well, it's fabulous because it's set in the 50s and it's the American...
House on American Activities Committee.
No, before that.
Hays Code.
No, before that. It's the American studio system.
Yes.
Which basically had the life of its own and completely made up its own rules entirely. And so you get him wandering through different movies. So he wanders into one and you've got the Sailors tap dancing in a musical about no dames being around with lots of innuendo.
Yes.
And then wandering off into a sort of Esther Williams-esque...
Yes, the mermaid...
Mermaid yes. deal and yes. period pieces.
So there are lots of quotes of well-known movies.
Yes, so there's always these little chunks of, you know...
And you see little behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's very entertaining. Oh, and the Communist Writers Guild, you can't forget that, because it is the 50s, so they're, of course, communists.
Yeah, we can't say more than that. We don't want to deliver too many spoilers, but I will say the sequence with the Russian submarine was particularly stirring.
That was very good. But the Red Army Choir sang three songs in this movie.
On the soundtrack.
Brilliant.
And indeed, some of the poses could have been taken straight from... The Russian constructivist posters.
Absolutely, yep. Channing Tatum, who is the singing sailor, by the way. Excellent. Clearly working on Magic Mike and things like that gave him some dancing skills he didn't have before. So I've got to say I was impressed with that.
And it is perhaps a more user-friendly show than some of the Coen Brothers movies.
Yeah, it's sort of like, well, A Brother Where Art Thou was, you know, one of George Clooney's lighter Coen Brothers movies. Well, it's that kind of feel to it. Excellent cast. Tilda Swinton as well, and Ralph Fiennes and Scarlett Johansson playing the Esther Williams-esque character. Christoph Lambert. Fabulous cast. Yeah. Tilda Swinton playing two characters. She seems to do that well. She often does two characters.
Yeah. We won't say any more than that. If you've seen the shorts, you'll know what the feel of the movie is. And, yeah, for once, the shorts are a fairly accurate description of the film itself.
Very entertaining.
Entertaining, funny as all hell. Lots of lovely quotes that you'll pick if you're a movie fan.
Yep.
And lots of reference to historical events along the way. One well worth catching. I think worth catching on the big screen too, just for the dramatic moments.
Yeah, I think so.